Visual Art
Interview. The 41st annual Steirische Herbst begins its festival program on October the 2nd. According to Florian Malzacher, responsible for festival programming, the thematic frame of the festival forms a leitmotif which takes up current political, social and cultural focuses.
We were thinking about a topic which probably everybody can relate to, the problem that we kind of see an urgency for political, social, etc. actions to be taken, and at the same time the feeling of an individual not being able to have any influence in it. I mean, even politicians say, we really can't do much, it's economy that does it, and so on. So it's like everybody says, oh, something else is doing it, it seems to be happening by itself and not being controllable anymore. So we were thinking about how to deal with that. What are the possibilities of acting, of being able to take actions anymore in a time where we are told that our own freedom is quite limited in this regard. So that was a bit the starting point, the idea. In the 80s, there was a big feeling of we can't do anything, the world is doomed, but at the same time a lot of activity, demonstrations and workshops and discussions and so on. So quite a paradox situation, feeling, okay, the world is going to die anyway, but we are very politically engaged and very active. In the 90s, it seems to be resignative and much more being concerned about private lives, also because I think like the economical situation changed in a way that suddenly even in academic or middle class society there was a threat of being unemployed, of not knowing what will happen. So it became much more private in a way, and then on the other hand much more pop, with the feeling, ah, we can't do anything, so let's leave the big topics outside. Even though the political threats with, I don't know, terrorism, etc., became bigger and bigger. And it seemed like in the last years there's an attitude of maybe concentrate on little things. I think in a way, maybe attack could be an example for that. So it's a very simple point and not a big utopian concept, and which gathered people together and say, okay, let's fight for that. Let's save the world by simple actions. Our feeling was, okay, there's an attitude of we can do something. So that was the starting point for thinking about how can we act and what is it. And then we thought that it might not be a concept this time in the form of 5 pages of theory, but we wrote a to-do list with 100 actions that can be taken, which are sometimes very private, maybe just stay in bed. But on the other hand, can also be very political, bigger actions. So it's a whole span of things to do. So it's like an approach to find out what can we do, what doesn't make sense, is it possible? And the title, of course, is a bit ironic. It kind of shows that things are a bit complicated. So you could say, that's a bit resignative already. If it's only about avoiding misfortune, isn't there a bigger goal anymore? And of course, that's something we play with. That is kind of say, okay, we do something, but we are skeptical about our own optimism that it's possible to do that. So some people say, it's not even possible to avoid misfortunes, and others say, that's not enough. We have to go for more. And I think it's a bit, this very complicated title in a way plays with this idea that it's not clear how far can we go, what can we still want, and what should be our goals. And I think in the festival it will go from still the idea that there might be an utopian concept to very privatized, maybe a little bit Biedermeier retreat in private life. So that's the span between maybe pragmatism and utopia. That's kind of the field we want to discuss.
Steirische Herbst goes on the search for strategies of avoiding misfortune. In view of the current problems in our world, both large and small, is this theme also referring to a notable pessimism regarding our luck as a society?
Definitely the title has maybe a pessimistic attitude in a way. For me, it was more a title which is a bit ironic. So I thought it was also kind of a funny title because it's so complicated. Usually for a festival, you would have a catchphrase and then you would maybe call it happiness or luck or whatever. We started our discussion with the title Saving the World, which I also thought could be quite ironic, Welt retten, but it turned out that people took it very serious, and we started this discussion a bit before suddenly Saving the World was like on all newspaper titles. It's for different reasons, but for example because of the Al Gore film and all this, so we kind of thought, okay, this seems to be too serious. From this we kind of came to this more maybe more pessimistic title, which I see more as a game, and still in the to-do list, for example, saving the world is in there. You save the world, you stay in bed, you save the cat, or you do things like they have to be done. So it is pragmatic, but it's I think it's not pessimistic. It's rather the attitude, something can be done, maybe it's small, but let's do what we can do. I think maybe the danger of how it can be seen is less in that it's too pessimistic, that it looks like a bit too much in the direction of a certain idea of American pragmatism, that, okay, it's enough to just let's paint the wall in our school and then we have done something and we kind of let the government go and do it ourselves. There's maybe more danger also in this. We left it as open because I think it's a topic where we don't have an answer for that. So we really wanted to show it's a field we can discuss. And I think society, but also theory, is in this field kind of looking for answers. And that's that we all deal with this strive for what can be in a utopian concept. Is it, yes, we can, but nobody knows what exactly. Is that is also not an answer, it just looks like an answer to nobody knows to what question.
How have the artists and participants of Steirische Herbst reacted to this thematic guideline? And which dimensions of avoiding misfortune should the public itself expect to encounter?
Artists kind of resisted, say, okay, now we do something about happiness. Also, I think also you will find private strategies like you would see in the work of a Belgium group called Berlin that made a kind of video documentation, theatrical installation about a city called Bonanza, which is in the US, which is supposed to be the smallest registered city, but I think 8 people living there, and this kind of very microcosmos of society, how they deal with each other, how they hate each other, how they try to get around each other, might be the best symbol for how on a private level, on an everyday level, people try to make their living and to pursue some kind of happiness, or at least finish their life in a decent way, which is sometimes complicated enough. And the other end, the really idea of saving the world would be addressed in this place that we commissioned, which really tried to deal with the bigger question of what can be done, what how can we be political today. And in between, one exhibition deals with the question of love. So some people really try to take the big topics as well and to address them. And of course, the title dealing with love is bigger than the works, which are much more skeptical than, and try to find out, okay, how can love be a concept? Is it a concept? And how can we artistically say the word love anymore after thousands of years of love artworks?
Mm-hmm. That was the second part of our discussion with Florian Malzacher, responsible for programming of the avant-garde festival Steirischer Herbst. In the third and last part of this report, Malzacher gives us a view on various features of the program and explains how his own personal strategies of avoiding misfortune coincide with the strategy of planning the festival's program. The music for the podcast is by Tide and Tickle Trio, who are performing on October 2nd at the Steirischer Herbst 2008. This podcast was produced by Wolfgang Haas, Gianni Manam, Sigmund Steiner and Eva Stern for www.castyourart.com.